Bros Hub Entertainment presents The Jesus Rules Show.
Starring Lucian, Owen,
Shane, Michael, Ian, Dara, Killian, and special guest,
welcome to the JL Show. Jack. Hi, I'm the Ian Burton. I'm the Ian Burton.
As is Starburst. Starburst is almost the exact same as Morrow, except for this one has Beatles.
I don't like to pick your host.
This is the kind of messing that'll get us kicked out again.
Does everyone like picnic?
But we didn't bring messing when we got kicked out.
Owen was going.
I was knocking on the door.
Oh,
see, I
didn't
say who
was
there.
That's just Owen special. Even Mr. Reddit knows that.
Have you listened to the recording of that? You can hear Owen just being really annoying, just banging, and then Richard Bennett comes in and he says, he goes, Lance, you're not supposed to be here. What are you doing now? What are you up to now?
And I was like, no, we're doing drugs.
He was perfectly within his rights to keep us out of the
room. Oh, he's going to do cocaine.
This is the school.
How funny if he came in and we were all like snorting a bunch of cocaine.
He was joining in.
It's
legal now.
Are the pingers still legal in our
country?
No.
I don't think they're ever.
They fixed it.
Yeah, but like, because possessing it.
No.
Oh, yeah,
the idea was the guy was arrested for possession, and then his lawyer, like, found a loophole.
Yeah, that's how it started.
And then it was realized, oh, there's, like, a massive hole in the air as well.
So it's actually been illegal for 20 years. So now all of these cases that where people have been criminalized because of things resulting from that possession of MDMA, they have now been... The government had to do this declaration where they said, no, these people are still... criminals, and we're not going to let them off.
It's pretty
that
good.
Would be like, that would be a bureaucratic clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Having to go back and change like 5,000 cases. Oh my god.
But like, who would spread the whole...
I assume there's more than that.
Who would spread the whole story in the first place that this shit is legal?
Because they had to announce it.
Well, like, they
have
to...
Well,
like, some
guy
to... gets arrested for having drugs, he said, no way, it's legal. No one's going to do it.
It made
some smart-ass, like, Jimmy McGill lawyer.
It's a pretty good lawyer.
He found the catch, and then he obviously told as many people as possible so that, you know, he could cause havoc and get a name for himself in the media.
And make money.
Makes sense.
Now he can charge higher prices because he's clearly a really good lawyer, so...
Because he's...
Breaking Bad
shit. Slipping Jimmy.
Oh,
Breaking Bad. Slipping
Jimmy
is not going to return.
Breaking Bad is so 2013.
It's all about
that. Yeah, it's better about that.
I
didn't
know 2012.
Listen, what's your name again?
It's like 2012.
Lucy and
Saul Goodman.
Lucy and Saul Gills.
That's how
my name is. Saul Goodman and Jimmy McGill. My name is Saul Gills.
Change my name.
Solid good. Someone have my name. That's the escape route.
It's like a
no, this
it's
is our
escape route.
Listen, guys.
Catch through the
name.
Sounds of the outside. Shh. Silence.
Screaming.
Oh, I don't know where the mouth. Oh, I fucking see it.
Spaghetti monsters. No.
Maybe we should sign a petition to get a sausage.
A
sausage.
We would like a socket in G-spot, please.
Miss Quinn.
There was a petition yesterday.
There was a joke petition yesterday.
So like you know, 900,000 people signed a petition to have the BBC reinstate Jeremy Clarkson. So yesterday somebody did a petition. It was have death reinstate Terry Pratchett. It was like this whole thing. It was clever. I didn't sign it because Terry Pratchett's a bad writer, but you know.
All the tweets, everyone was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. You're such a great writer.
And oh, no, Jeremy's
not
the
Who
said he's not a good writer?
You're the only person who said he's not a good writer. That I've heard so far.
Well, he's not. He's a bad writer. Like, the kind of people who like his books annoy me, first of all. That's just a personal prejudice.
I've never read
him. I read one of his books, and it's really badly written. Like, it's the same thing every sentence. It's like Dan Brown or something. The blonde-haired boy walks slowly into the something-something. It's just adjective noun. It's like, that's not good writing.
I've never read a Dan Brown book in my life.
I don't know who you are.
I've heard a book in my life.
Like, Dan Brown's books are very entertaining, but they're because I love all of the kind of Christian symbolism and all the classic literature.
You like it, but it's kind of
really religion. They're written really badly.
So
are Terry Pratchett. But that said, I'd be sad if Dan Brown died, and, you know.
What the fuck is this?
This is the kind of music. What can you not just sit still? If somebody walks past me, they're like, what are you doing here now? What are you doing here
for my lunchbox?
The sparkle ball that set everything here on fire. Wait, you can find the rope.
No, there's none.
Shh. Lock the door. Well, I feel like something's about to happen to me. This room's on fire.
Anyway. Is it really?
This is like, what are you doing? Yep. We're waiting for a fire.
Seriously.
Oh, sorry.
What is it?
It's going to be so stupid. Are you serious?
Oh. Loud noise.
Yes, I got it, lads. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, if they were,
obviously,
you
know.
Then Shane
be walking.
Oh,
there's no one else.
Shane, put it down there. Put the shade.
Shh, get up. Stop messing.
No, they're not going to see through the door.
No, but people can walk.
There's no one there.
Shh. You said you know the sign.
Anyway, Johnny and Michael are our trusted students.
Thank you.
Johnny!
Johnny's a trusted suit.
Every time we do this, Johnny is from Mr. Bennett.
Oh, Johnny's teachers teacher trust Johnny. They know that he's got a good, well-standing reputation, and he's not up to anything.
Johnny! Doesn't even have a Spanish copy.
You
got a book about 2 weeks. Seriously. Every Spanish project Johnny does is disallowed.
Hey, Lucy, watch this.
No hands.
They know he's not up to no good. Like, he's like me. He's got a good reputation.
Who?
Johnny.
I suppose a reason why teachers would trust him is because they know what to expect.
I don't know about his reputation.
Jax?
Yeah, I don't know enough about him. He might have a criminal record, I really don't know.
Jack's like a good idiot, especially
Jack was
arresting all the intelligence.
Jack was
arrested
for
having 2 cabs in his bike. I just made that up, by the way.
It's St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday. How excited are we all for our national day of patriotism?
National day of drinking.
Yay, can't wait.
You just left us.
Left you all here with me. Oh, but you can't.
You'd never do that.
What are you
doing?
What
are you doing?
I'm already thinking about it.
Are you actually looking for something?
There's another hole.
It wasn't Shane.
What is wrong with Shane?
How did I guess that?
Because that's like a typical Shane thing to do.
It is.
Where's the dinner?
Owen's lunchbox laid out of a radiator.
Yeah.
This would be a good caption.
It's an explosion crowd.
Yeah, name.
Episode title?
Uh-huh.
Well, what would the episode title be? It can't be longer than like 5 words.
Owen's late.
Last Friday's episode was called The Easiest Way to Steal Shoes, and that's like the longest title we've ever had. The longest episode title we've ever had.
Fishing for Liz.
The longest one ever was.
Fishing for Liz.
Maybe. The longest one we ever had was, ever since Smaug, your greatness is undescribable. The longest ever episode title. JL86, oh magnificent smile, your greatness is undescribable.
Yeah. How would you even know that?
Because
how do you know it's on 86?
I know every episode.
Don't worry, Mr. Benner.
Yeah, but your episodes don't even have titles, they're just sort of episodes.
They're just, yeah, they're,
I know
the titles
all
are based on the content. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, something.
But they didn't have titles until like episode 94 or something.
Wait.
It was just called Talks About Tech Weekly episode 84, September 12th, 2000. Well, our podcast didn't have.
Michael, I spent 4 hours refreshing your website last day, and nothing, you know, was that.
Yeah, and that's because the episodes all got deleted by the host.
Name and shame.
Yeah, they're called IPX Core.
IPX Core.
They didn't even get a 30-day notice.
This episode title is going to be JL180, Fuck IPX Core.
Yeah. Well, they shut down my server.
Mm.
Without a backup, all my episodes. I was thinking of just uploading all the episodes up to archive. But the video episodes are going to be always run really slowly out of archive.org, so I'm looking forward to the solution. Archive.org is like the greatest thing ever
so
for audio.
Although I wish you'd been looking at the artwork in the the only way you get artwork attached to the episode of the file is by putting it into iTunes for us.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But it just adds too much work for me to do this.
Like, that's what, yeah, I mean,
like,
I don't know if you do it any other way other than just.
But if you're using GarageBand, you can do that because you can, like, change the metadata within GarageBand. And you can do chapter headings as well.
Or you can buy, like,
I thought that was, like, just for music.
You can get, like, an app that does
it.
Well,
that's
all
audio.
Just drag the file in and add
it.
That's just audio.
iTunes.
That's all audio. But, like, because the episodes of the JL show, I get down to the artwork, and it just annoys me with on my iPod Classic with the fucking music thing. So I always put the artwork on manually, but I wish it would go on. And I never have time when I'm editing the episodes to iTunes as well. There's like 5 steps. I try to get the opening music stuck on and the thing exported and uploaded to archive and posted on the website and on the Facebook page in like 9 minutes, and that's my record.
9 minutes. How long does it take you to upload it?
To archive
the
works.
That's
amazing.
It takes like, I don't know, 40 seconds.
What?
Because
like 10 minutes.
The episode files are like never more than 20 MBs. So.
It's on the phone, Marshall.
It's
not like.
Well, sure, but you can compress it.
I compressed it as well. My episodes were like about 18-20 megs.
That's just due down to slow internet.
Yeah, but like the guy who hosts the discussion with
that would take me about
Ray Raymond.
He's really dark.
He's a professional podcaster.
Jeremy Raymond.
Well, that's a pseudonym.
Jeremy Ray Raymond.
Yeah.
That's legit podcast.
They're an episode like that.
It's
really good. Like, it's a podcast, but the files are 200 MBs for an audio file.
No, what?
Holy shit. It doesn't have to press.
They're uploading the WAV file.
Uploading the WAV file.
How long would that be?
It's an hour long, and it's 200 MBs.
Is that like MP4 or something?
That's more like the size of a video.
Exactly. But the first I was doing that for the first like 20 episodes of the Jimmy Luke show. I had no idea how to compress anything.
Well,
I was uploading them as WAV files, and holy shit, they were big.
Like,
and the Podomatic thing that I was using only had like a 1 gig count, so after 5 episodes, started deleting them.
In other words,
me
and Owen are no longer close.
As a result, I now have no archive of like 25 episodes are missing.
Ooh.
Between episode 25 and episode 45 are missing, and I'm never going to get them back. My iPod Classic. I was storing them on driving my iPod Classic, and then that crashed on me and wiped everything in 2013, so I lost all those episodes, and no one else had them, and they're not online, so there's a good 20 episodes that are missing.
That's
some of which were really good.
You battled through it, you just gave up.
What do you mean I gave up?
I didn't battle through it, I just like cried a bit and then I moved on, and now we're on episode 180,
like,
so.
That, the number of times this happened to me,
wait,
I've gotten my episodes back.
Yes.
But when.
Yes!
Lucy, take a picture of me back first.
Alright.
On my phone.
On
that's gonna be like the episode.
Yes!
Be some sort of. Well, I've already gotten a pretty decent photo with y'all in it for the.
Take it like this, take it like that.
This will make it even better.
I'll take a perspective shot.
Perhaps. A photo of the photo taken.
Wait.
A photo of the photo.
We should go shake hands.
Oh, yes, yes, everyone can shake hands. Wait, hold it like this, like
it's the board. That's
the board.
This is a historical moment.
I want one of these, too. I want one of these photos.
In G-Spot history.
It looks like President's Meeting.
The award of the lid.
We have to have, like, the flashes and everything.
Tell me who's taking
the
flash.
Let me get
on.
Here, do you want me to put my phone on? Just start.
I don't think the flash on my phone really works.
You take your phone on mine.
Wait, flash on. Alright, let me try this. The flash doesn't work, though.
Oh, crap.
Here, it's okay. You don't need a flash.
Just get a side
vision.
Johnny gets that brilliant light there.
Just side down.
Pretty good.
Oh.
Good job.
Congrats, guys.
Get a side down.
You're true hero.
You know what we saved?
We need to make a plaque.
Just literally
make a
plaque.
We need to put a plaque up on the wall. We need to put a plaque up on the wall. By plaque, I mean little screamings into the wood of all of G-Spot's most iconic moments. Rescuing the lunch lid. 13th of March, 2014. You know, today is
works.
Today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, what a weird day.
I haven't had a bad day.
Like Friday the 13th last
week. We did have to struggle through. Oh,
it's
like a double
class
of
the most last year
of every
March.
What was that? Because of
the
leap
year
thing.
Every, the 2 years before leap year, there's like half of all years.
Substituting in for
February March the same days.
What? She's the last year, I was going to say.
Yeah, she's so boring.
Don't be naming folks.
We're not! I said Doc Lock.
Oh, no, no. Henner Mark
Doc Lock. That basically is naming. I think
that's a school name.
That's a pseudonym.
Doc Lock.
No, I need
we have to make.
Wait, I want to see if my Irish soldiers have any more of those.
What?
My Irish soldiers have any more.
We did have.
I'm switching up. I'm switching up on that today.
Michael, didn't I spend like.
48
months.
Shout out to Lucy and
Twitch.
Jog tomorrow.
48 months. They're on the O2 network.
I was on them and then I switched.
Yeah, but
the
O2 network doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
O2
is
free.
Lucy, you should be on 3 because 3 also has O2.
But they don't have the same deal. Like, I want the 48 months deal where you just sign up with PayPal and you give 10 euro a month and you get unlimited text calls and 5 gigs of data or something.
And
right now with Meteor, I'm paying 5 euro a month. I'm getting 30 free texts. Right now I'm getting 30 free texts, 5 minutes of calls, and 20 MBs of internet, which run out after 10 days, and I'm paying 5 euro a month. So for double
I could not even last 20 seconds of that amount.
It's a, like, I just don't send texts. Like,
here,
wait,
someone.
Yeah, the 48 is definitely a way better deal.
I think it's a really good deal. Like,
the deal
that
I'm
going to
for me goes.
Yeah,
it's
the same.
I don't need
it. Yeah.
I literally use
80
gigs
of data. Yeah. The limit on it is just that it's
2 terabytes.
The limit on it is 2 terabytes because they, for legal reasons, actually have to put a cap on it.
Probably.
Really?
So it's
yeah.
2 terabytes.
You could like download the entire like US government system onto your phone and like.
Onto your phone.
Your phone's gonna hold 2 terabytes of data.
The problem is you can only use your phone to download it.
Yeah.
That's not the only way.
You know, Hillary.
At a maximum of 4 terabytes.
When Hillary was Secretary of State, Hillary wasn't using her official whitehouse.gov email address. She was using this email address, which was Hillary at ClintonFamily.com. But it was an email account.
Oh, yeah,
and she, because of this, like, this is officially all .gov emails are archived in this secure thing in Washington, so that historians can look at them in years to come and find out about government policy and stuff. And then
find out about all their
Hillary's emails are now just stored by Google, so there's a problem there. So she's being given out to.
No,
I don't think it's going to stop her from being elected president.
I mean, oh well, you sent her emails.
Oh well.
Account. I mean, all they have to do is, like, take the big file that contains all the emails and pop it on the server somewhere.
That's all they have done, and, like, yeah. People make false about things.
We should probably move this back.
Fox News is
anti-American.
Fox News make a whole big fuss about all these things. It was a good joke on Glee last week.
Oh, no!
That's something you hear very often.
And Sue Sylvester is being interviewed on Fox News.
No, Glee is just all one big joke.
I know, some of it's very good.
And Sue Sylvester, she says, Glee is on Fox, like, right? Sue Sylvester says,
no, they're
sir,
go there,
you work for Fox News, a brand known worldwide to be fair and unbiased.
And she looks into the camera. And this show is on Fox, so it's good they let me joke.
The final episode.
That was like the episode of The Simpsons where he was
going to
mess it off about Fox News and they like overdubbed it. Like,
yeah.
The final episode of Glee is on 1 week from tonight. I'm very upset.
No one cares.
I did not expect you. Did Cougar Town get cancelled?
Cougar Town got cancelled and was renewed. It's a community spoiler to tell you if Cougar Town was renewed or not.
Well, like, I know all of it out there.
Because when
Abbott,
well, have you gone to the...
No, then he watches Cougar Town Abbott.
Have you seen to the Pulp Fiction episode?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Cougar Town got cancelled when Abbott said it did, and then it got renewed by TBS. And then Abbott, well, have you seen the one where Abbott goes to the Cougar Town set and he shits his pants, yeah?
Does that show the episode?
No.
Did he talk about it?
No, he was in Cougar Town.
Yeah, but he talks about it.
But in actual Cougar Town, the actual real-life show, Abbott pops up in the background in the scene.
Seriously?
Yeah, they did this crossover thing. So if you watch Cougar Town episode, season 2,
they do that.
19, like, I watched it once, just because someone said Abbott was in it, and he's in the scene, it's really funny. And he, like, waves at the camera at one point, and, like, only community viewers get the joke. I think it's really clever. And,
Does it show him, like, walking slowly, and, like, I mean, it's like Marisol.
I think they don't show that part. It just shows him back, and he's like...
Is it about Coopers?
No, it's about pathetic middle-aged drinking.
Yeah,
oh,
that's Cougar.
Oh, it's such a bad show.
Courtney Cox.
Sip happens.
Wait,
that was the tagline of the last season. Sip happens, Cougar Town.
Did Cougar Town have a proper resolution?
It's not over yet.
Oh, it's not.
Like, it was cancelled and then it was picked up by TBS. Oh, so like, it's still on.
TBS or TBS?
TBS. It was on NBC and I was
like... It's like these two girls walking past and I started like shouting out the window. They looked around and they're like, what the hell's going on? Oh, shit.
They're going to go and tell them.
They probably are, yeah.
It's a monster in G-Spot.
Yeah.
There's a monster in there.
What?
Shane, where?
We should expand these bodies.
Yeah,
we
can't get through.
I thought it was the two girls.
We need to, like, get a tunnel board and just go through.
Okay, try David.
So what are y'all doing for St. Patrick's Day, or favorite day of the year?
History Hour 4.
Yeah, me too. I'm watching Community Season 6. History
I'm going to the parade.
Boo. Kian is in parade.
Yeah,
he said he is playing. Is Johnny out here?
Yeah.
What are you doing yet?
I'm in Mont.
What are you doing?
I am a symbol.
So bad.
It's
actually got better.
It's
getting nice.
Although it's going to
get a really bad headache.
Parade
no,
usually just advertise.
I'm bringing ears.
Super value with their pushes.
Kian said that he is playing an orangutan.
He is.
Wow.
An orangutan.
Orangutan.
Yeah, they're all playing angles.
Orangutan is one of my favorite words.
They're all playing angles.
What are you doing?
Yes.
I fell out in a symbol, man.
I found out about tinnitus. I've never told you guys this. So, tinnitus is
pronounced.
No, hold on. We researched it. I went home and I researched it for a half hour. In the United States, the word is pronounced tinnitus.
Yeah.
In the United Kingdom.
Berg.
And hence, where we are.
No.
How do you pronounce aluminum?
No.
Aluminium.
Why?
Did he say spiffing?
Nobody.
Good point.
Nobody says spiffing. You say aluminium because that's how it's pronounced in Europe. Just like tinnitus is pronounced
tinnitus.
No,
I'm good for tinnitus.
Yes.
It's tinnitus.
Just near the home.
I'm good for tinnitus.
We're not good.
We take some parts from England and some things from the US.
Because we never mix it up.
I mean,
we create our own.
But no other country has harder.
We are not part of the UK.
If you look it up,
we are unique.
Yeah, of course.
course, and I don't like using things from British culture, but, yeah, but it's the fact is that we do, and hence tinnitus is what we should be calling it by those
says who?
No!
Says like the general rules of our nation. I don't know.
The general rules of our nation.
I've been saying tinnitus for
what
a long
are the
time.
General
rules
of our
saying it, so.
I never say tinnitus.
I say it because I have
tinnitus.
It's
like, okay, here's what it's like.
I have tinnitus, so
Irish
I say it every
say
couple
skulls,
days.
Northern Irish and English people say scum.
No one says scum. That's just a rude
No. People from Northern Ireland, people from the south of
England, people from Northern Ireland.
Say scones. I have come across
yeah,
so many people
listen,
who say scones.
People from Northern Ireland. People from Northern Ireland are barely people. So,
they
say it doesn't really matter.
They barely speak English at all. It's just
they're
like,
just monkeys. I mean, okay, Lucian, we just lost 3 years.
And that's not fair on English people.
You know what, actually,
English
are
like
Irish
people.
I've never been to Northern Ireland.
I've
met like 4 people from Northern Ireland.
It's like Ireland, but with British flags all over the place.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
so it's like the worst place in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, I went to Belfast straight after like the marches and the parade
yeah.
and all that. And it's like,
the only good thing about Ireland is sort of republicanism and revolutionary kind of attitude. So if you go to an Ireland which has British flags everywhere, it's like the best of both worlds is gone. So.
Yeah.
You're in just this horrible kind of hybrid of the two worst countries
yeah.
in Europe. It's like, oh.
I hope they're making a soft screen, aren't
they? That was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're high on cows.
During the famine or something.
Just during the rising or something.
Mm.
Oh, dear God.
I want, I mean.
No, during the Russia, it would be so good.
No one is making a rising miniseries.
Easter Rising was literally just a few people firing
bullets
randomly.
Now, PBS are doing a 10-part documentary series on it, which is has some shot footage now. I am friends with the director of it, but it's not a miniseries. It's going to be kind of low. Yeah, he's a personal friend of my family. I've been to his house. He's my house. We went to school.
We shared coke today.
Therefore, he is a friend.
He's a very good friend.
We both have Facebook profiles.
Yes. We both.
Do you like to picture of Lenny?
We have similarities.
We both have male genitalia. But, they.
He's like fine, but, you got a core passport.
I got a core passport.
A Cork passport.
Yeah, you were going through Cork on Cork Pride weekend. They gave everybody driving in and out a Cork passport. You didn't have to be from Cork, they just gave you one.
They just
gave
you one.
So, was like a Cork passport, which was just a piece of paper which said Cork passport.
Wait, what town was it that made their own money? Like, they made their own, like, currency.
Yeah.
Like, you're
around
and, oh, it's going to spoil.
Wait, who did it?
I don't know. There's some
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
Better
Call Saul.
Spoiler
alert! No, I watched free stint.
Yeah, Owen watched this week's episode.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I haven't seen it.
It's dope.
I haven't either.
It's what I expect from Better Call Saul.
I think it's fantastic.
I'm on the background of the character.
It's but it's a really intense episode, and I'm glad that it's more like
that's episode
six.
We finally changing the intro.
Yeah, why?
Because I think it's good. I'm glad. It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Like I don't. I think the music's bad. I don't like the opening.
The music is class.
No, the score is funny. The opening music.
I think it's just kind of abrasive
and annoying. Just like the graphics which flash is
created by
Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould, and it flashes 3 times.
Sure, but that's like the idea.
I guess it's supposed to be neon, but like the I'm glad they change it every week because I think making it different is a nice surprise and kind of I don't know.
Keeps
my mind distracted. Oh, which is this week it was it the phone box in the desert?
Yeah, it was.
But I was afraid of that tarantula on it because one of the posters for the show it had a phone box. It was a giant tarantula.
How many episodes are there in the season?
22.
Is there a third?
No.
That's a lot for a first season. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Breaking Bad is 7 first season.
Yeah.
Most AMC shows are 13. So.
If they know it's going to be a hit, everybody.
Well, it hasn't been. Like, it's not doing that
well.
No,
very.
I just we finally know what Mike's.
I'm sure once it gets to season.
Season 2 has been, but like Breaking Bad is only going to get less popular. So,
Yeah,
so Better Call Saul came out a year and a half after Breaking Bad was at its crime. So Breaking Bad is only decreasing in popularity.
Wait. Breaking Bad got popular after the second season.
Yeah, but it's like Better Call Saul's popularity is entirely based upon the popularity of Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
it's
so
not
it
a show.
Less than
so like, if Breaking Bad is decreasing in popularity, Better Call Saul is only going to decrease. So like, if Better Call Saul didn't do well in its first five episodes.
Well, not really. The people that watched Breaking Bad already aren't going to rewatch it.
Everyone has seen Breaking Bad. Now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those
people that did watch Breaking Bad might want to watch Better Call Saul, so that will. It won't increase in popularity, but will have a high.
It might sustain at where it is now, which is kind of pretty middle of the road. Whereas with something like, you know, with something that has cross-generational appeal, like, you know, Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, you have every 5 years there'll be new kids who are reading it, and then there'll be more popularity, and you can keep doing spin-offs and reboots.
Are they doing another Lord of the Rings movie?
No.
They are, so basically you're right.
They haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're making
it. Is that
about
the...
Toy Story 4.
Yeah, set in New York.
Are they making one about the founders of Hogwarts?
No.
No, it's like Harry Potter as the adult, and he's a...
What's it called?
Like,
whatever you're saying is made up, but like.
No, because you one of those
that are right. Oh, yeah, one of them is a short story, sure.
Okay, thank you, goodbye.
More pot for your bug on the JL Show.